WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott in Howell. Police are still investigating what appears to be an attempted abduction. A six-year-old girl says she was outside cleaning up her toys alone when she said a man came up and slapped a paper bag over her head. She screamed and ran inside. By the time police got there, he was gone. They're looking for a thin white man, dark hair, a beard, about 40, wearing black shorts and a t-shirt. He may have been driving a black SUV with stickers on the back. Officers are hoping somebody's neighborhood surveillance video may have picked something up. We don't know yet what led to the collapse of multiple decks at a beach house in Wildwood, where a group of firefighters and their families were relaxing. Members of the Branchville Fire Department in Sussex County had rented that same home for years as they join in on the festivities for the annual Firefighters Convention. Chief John Fredo says one minute they were having a good time. The next, the deck above them collapsed, pancaking on top of one another.
Some of my guys were trapped under it. As of myself, I had my leg pinned. They had to pick it up off me to get out.
More than 20 people were hurt. One victim had to be airlifted to a trauma center. Two others taken by ambulance. 19 treated and released from local hospitals, including three children. For years, lawmakers have been talking about allowing video cameras to be mounted on the sides of school buses to crack down on drivers that zoom by when the red lights are flashing. Now there's word action may finally be taken.
Since 2014, almost 10,000 tickets have been issued to drivers in Jersey for passing stopped school buses. Assemblyman Rob Karabinchak is sponsoring a bill to allow school bus video surveillance so violators can be issued automatic $250 fines.
Our drivers should have a higher priority to make sure that when you're near a bus, you're always looking and you're aware of what's going to happen, whether somebody dodges out between cars, is running across the street.
He adds drivers must get the message student safety is our top priority. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
What's so great about the Garden State? Every week at this time, we profile some of the groups and individuals that make the Garden State a great place to live. The Crossings Animal Society facilitates surrenders and adoptions throughout Mercer County and other nearby areas of New Jersey.
And though their home base is Bucks County, PA, the Crossings is keeping Mercer in mind during its I'm Rescued and I'm Adorable Pet Calendar contest. If an organization on either side of the Delaware claims the most alumni in voting submissions, President Yvonne Nyman says that group will get $500.
In our case, we are limiting the contest itself to companion animals that were rescued either from a rescue organization or from a shelter.
Submissions are $10 each, and it's a dollar per vote, with the Crossings having set a goal of $20,000 in net proceeds, all of which would go toward its United Paw program that not only helps get dogs and cats healthy and into loving homes, but also networks with groups as far away as South Carolina. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.